In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Brothers and sisters, the scriptures are really very simple. If you read them with attention, with the idea that God is speaking to you, which means He's telling you something you need to know, then they're simple. Now, there are complex things in the scriptures, and this reading is an example of the gospel. There's some complex theology here. Our Lord is speaking sometimes as the Son of God, sometimes as the Son of Man, meaning as a human being. As a human being, He's inferior to His Father. As the Son of God, He's of equal status to His Father. And He switches between the two. So there's some complicated theology here. But really, when we read with attention, with desire to change, it's really very simple. And as I've told you many times before, and suppose that some people say that I say this too much, but I don't think you can say it too much. Everything about the Gospels, everything about Christianity is about morality, about becoming good. The Lord came and did everything necessary so that we could become good. So that we could have all black out of us, all darkness, all coldness, and become light and warmth. It's the purpose of our life, to become good so that we can know the one who is good. Not to become good to avoid punishment, but to become good because that is what we are predestined to be. And so, constantly in the Gospels, our Lord is giving us moral admonitions, and really everywhere. And if you're careful, you can find moral admonitions on every page of the Gospel and of the Epistles and of the Old Testament. So here we go. Verily I say to you that he who heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and hath not come into condemnation, but has passed from death into life. The Lord said a momentous thing here. Now, it's quoted a lot by people and misunderstood. The idea that, okay, I believe on Jesus. What does this mean, to believe on Jesus? Well, it means to follow what He says. In another place, the Scripture says, you call me Lord, Lord, and yet you do not do the things that I say. So, we are to obey God. We are to become like Him. So, to hear His word and to not do it is like a man who hears that there is a fire in his house and he sits down on the couch. Doesn't make any sense. Or that there is a flood that is coming and he does nothing whatsoever about it. So we know that God has shown us the truth. We must live according to that truth. And notice how he says that he hears my word and believes on him that sent me. Our Lord has the authority to speak for the Father. And he speaks with this authority and reminds us of this authority many times. In fact, he reminds us just a little bit later in the reading when he says that since the Father has life in himself, so he hath given to the Son to have life in himself. And so the Son has authority to execute judgment because the Father has the authority too. Now, when the Lord says we've passed from death into life, what does this mean? Well, we all know what physical death is, right? We really don't know what the next life is completely. But we know what death is as it operates in us, don't we? Don't you feel that death in you sometimes? Don't you feel that twisting of your heart? The Lord has come so that we can pass from that twisting of our heart to a heart that is totally tranquil and calm. So that we can have our Passover as the Lord had His Passover. His Pascha and our Pascha. And then the Lord says some incredible things about the dead. The hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. Here He is speaking as God. And He will speak to the dead and they will all hear. Because death is as nothing to God. He sees all things. To Him the dead, the living, He sees them and He knows them all. And then He says that, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which they that are in the grave shall hear His voice. And then He says something very important for us to remember that is hooked up to the very first words of this gospel. And shall come forth, and those in the grave shall hear His voice, and they shall come forth, and they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. There it is. If you try to lead a good life, then you will be resurrected unto the resurrection of life. Resurrected unto the resurrection of life. If you lead an evil life, then you'll be resurrected to that resurrection of damnation, that place where there is the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. Now, there have been really a short period of time in human history, but what, about 300 years or so, maybe a little bit longer, where there's been an effort to create a Christianity that does not have moral amendment, that does not have an effort to do good. And there's been a relabeling, a repackaging of these ideas, which are all in the Scripture, that say it's all about works. It's all about earning your salvation and all this kind of thing. It's really a very late heresy that has come into the world. But, of course, for people who have only lived, 50 or 60 or 20 or 80 years, it's the only thing they've heard. But it is, nonetheless, a heresy. We are to live to become good. That's our purpose. Not to avoid punishment, but because it is our destiny. Because God came so that we could become cleansed. So, if we listen to the gospel, like today, there's moral admonitions in it. So let us remember, let's read with attention. May God help us to pay attention to what the gospel tells us to do. Amen.